Okay, yesterday we dealt with the end of Tysus, the issue at the end of Tysus, which is the issue of a cholol who does avoda on Shabbos. The Isser, a cholol's nala do avoda on Shabbos. So Tysus said that it'd be chayav misa. If he's a cholol, he's chayav misa, because he did avoda. Presumably Tysus means Haktara. I don't see what other malach could be, because Shchita is Kshera Bizar, and Kabbalah Saddam and Halacha are not Asr on Shabbos, maybe Al Fuksa. So Mustami means Haktara, so he means that if somebody burnt a Varim on the Mizbeach, he did the Avaida on the Mizbeach as if he was a Kayin, and really he was a Cholol. So Tosfos says he's Chayabim. So the Pella, the plea on this Taisvis is that the Gemara later on Samach Vavam at Bay says that the Isser, that a Kohen is not allowed to do Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash is L'chatchila. L'chatchila, a Kohen is not allowed to do Avaid, B'di Yavid. Once a Kohen did Avaid in the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha is that B'di Yavid, it's a Avaid Asik Sheira. So Memela, it's Shver that why should it be Chayav Misa if the Avaid is a good Avaid? And we're talking about an avoda of a carbon, which is like a Shabbos. So the avoda is a good avoda, it's like a Shabbos. And then what in the world is the problem? It was everything should be fine. This is the kasha that we had yesterday on Taisus. So there are two mahalchim, and these two mahalchim are basically a mechulik one with the other. The Rishash. Here on the daf, the Rishash says that Taka Avaydasek Sheira and he's Chayav Nisa. It's not a stira. Mitzad the Avaydah is Kasha B'Yavet, and Mitzad the person wasn't allowed to do it, he's Chayav Nisa. I rather need the Hesber. Why? I mean, just to say Taka is that way without a Hesber, so hopefully we'll have a bit of a Hesber. In Mesechtes Ksubis Adav Chav Gimel, there's a star on the bottom that points out there's the same Taisus in Ksubis Chav Gimel. This is the same thing as our Taisus. And there, the Sefer HaFlaw, the HaFlaw says it can be. It can be that Avaid is kosher and he's Chayav Misa. It doesn't make any sense. So HaFlaw says the only Hechatimtza you can have is if he was a Kohen Gadol. They made him a Kohen Gadol, and he did Avaida on Yom Kippur, which was Shabbos. So being a Kohen Gadol and a Cholol, that would be Avaidasei Psula B'diyeved. To make a Kohen Gadol a Cholol, the Avaida would be Pasul B'diyeved. Why? Because the whole Minui Kohen Gadol was B'tos, the whole appointment of the Kohen Gadol was B'tos, if he was really a Cholol. So only by a Kohen Gadol who does an Avaida that requires a Kohen Gadol, you can have a Hechetimtza that is Chayav Misa if he does it. It doesn't seem like that from Taisus. Taisus says that Ike Issa Misa Imu Kayin.
That itself
is a far-fetched guy in the first place. Now he's saying, if he's a Kohen Gadol, and he did Avaida, but I had to be in Kippur to Shabbos, because also Shabbos is a Chayav Misa. So the whole Haflaw is far-fetched. But in the Yisayid Adavar, we see that flaw holds that it can't be his Avaid is kosher and then his Chayav Misa. The logic is that way. I think the way I understand this is because the Minoi appointing him as a Kohen Gadol was Betos. When they made him a Kohen Gadol, that Minoi was Betos. So it wasn't Chas, it's not Chal, it's like a Mekatos. So he's Ice Kohen Gadol. He's Ice Kohen Gadol, says Avaid can't be kosher. Yeah, as we say, if a Kohen Gadol wouldn't be kosher, then he would be Chayav Misa. But it would be a regular Kohen. So the question is, B'meh Pligi? So I saw a Hesber to be toilet in the Mikdash David. There's a very nice piece in the Mikdash David. The halacha is that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, play musical instruments. The Gemara says in Erechin that ain poichasin mi tisha kinayreis. You have to have at least 9 harps in the orchestra. before the Takanas. They had nine harps in the orchestra in the Beis HaMikdash, and my Sifan Adayla, you can have as many as you want, but not less than the nine stringed instruments. They had to have nine stringed instruments. Another Gemara in Erevin, which says that on Shabbos, if one of the stringed instruments ripped, they can repair it. On Shabbos, even with a Melacha D'Oraisa, even with a Kesher Shel Umnin or a Kesher Shel Kayama, you can repair it. So the Mikdash David has a nice klar. He says, klar is, if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you have, let's say you would have 10 kinnayres, 10 harps playing, and the string of one of them ripped, are you allowed to repair that 10th harp? Are you allowed to repair that on Shabbos? That's his chakir. Was it totally in? Well, certainly a team of mitzvah. You couldn't do it in the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't a mitzvah. You can't stand play instruments in the Beis HaMikdash. It's because it's a mitzvah. Playing. Well, it's a machlok. We're going to Mandiyama that ikashira b'kli. Assuming that the echiv shira is b'kli, otherwise it won't be dechashanis. Why is playing the instrument something d'rabbanan? No, I'm not talking about playing. I'm talking about fixing. Question is, are you allowed to fix the 10th instrument? Playing? Of course you're allowed to play. There's no shayla.
So should we tell you if anything above 9 is also a kiyama?
It's certainly a kiyama mitzvah. If it wasn't a kiyama mitzvah, it couldn't be in the base of Midrash. It says, Ein peichsen metisha kinai, right? So may see for not oilam. However many you have is a mitzvah. There's no question it's a mitzvah.
Therefore,
what happens here with the 10th kinar is it's a mitzvah and it's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, it's a kiyum mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv to have the 10th kinar. So his chakira is what's the Shabbos by Avaida? The fact that it's a chiyuv, since the chiyuv, you have to have it, it's like a Shabbos. Or the fact that it's a mitzvah. That's his clear. Is the chiyuv what's like a Shabbos, or is it the mitzvah that's like a Shabbos? So it's very geschmack that clear is our machlokes through Shash and Aflah. We're talking now about a chalal who does avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. Is he mechuyev to do the avaida? No. Chol has no chiyuv. Now he has no chiyuv. He's not supposed to. He's not allowed to. There's no chiyuv for the chol to do it. But once the chol does it, it's a kiyum mitzvah b'di'evet. So you have a mitzvah without a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv for him to do it. But if he did it, then it's called a mitzvah. It's like the 10th kinar. There's no chiyuv to have a 10th kinar. But if you have one, it's a mitzvah. That's Eichah Shabbos. If anything, there it's even better, because there it says my sifin, and here it's even worse. Here it's an ishal chatzalot. There it's a hider. So therefore what follows? So therefore, if over there it's aser by the 10th kinar, then for sure here. No, if there it's considered a malacha haistis, so then here it's certainly considered a malacha. The other way, if over there it's mutter, but it's no raya, it's going to be... No raya is pata for misa here. Okay, but which side are we trying to prove? Again, what was shver? We said, if I does it shayra, so why is he chayiv misa? So trying to understand the tzad that he's chayiv misa. That's what we're trying to understand. How could it be that it's a mitzvah and he's chayiv misa? That was the tzad that shver, right? How could it be? Is if I does it shayra, he's still chayiv misa, still a malachim. So that's the tzad that comes out good, I think, right? The tzad that comes out good is if you say over there by the kinar that it's a malacha, so then over here, koshkin, it's a malacha, right? Malach over there, well, when you play the music, the playing the music is a hider to the mitzvah, it's something we want. And yet, if you make it not to do what you chayim misa, so over here, where you're not even allowed to do it, and there's no chiyah. So certainly, the other side, you're right, the other direction won't be mukhra. But in this direction, it's hard to say the word mukhraf, but it fits well. It would make sense in this direction to say that you could, if you have a case where there's a kiyum mitzvah, but no chiyuv, that it's an ad malacha, which is one side, and that would fit with the tzad that over here you love the rishash. That's a kiyum mitzvah, but you still chayav misa, because the ptur misa is only when you're obligated to have it. So it would fit in nicely that clear with this. Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, an interesting case. A kayin marries a grusha and has a bechar. This son of his is a cholo. That means that when he gets aliyah, he'll be a Yisrael, the son. Right? He'll get aliyah like a Yisrael. He's a cholo. A kayin is a cholo, is a Yisrael. Is the father mechuyev in pinyan aben? Does the father have to be paid to the son? So the din is that he doesn't have to be paid there, because if he's paid there, he's paid it to himself. Since he himself is a kayin. Pidyan aben, you have to give a kayin. The father who makes the child a cholo, he himself is not a cholo. So mimeila, he doesn't have to be paid. Shaila is, if the father dies within 30 days, before the son is 30 days old, and the son now turns 30 days old, now he has no father to be paid to him. So now when he becomes a gadol, is he mechuyev in pidyan aben? Father Shaila. The son, the cholol, now becomes a gadol, is he mechuyev in pidyan aben? So in the Rambam it says he's mechuyev, which is logical, right? When the father's alive, why is there a ptur? Because the father keeps it himself. He keeps whatever schusay pidyan they are for himself. If there is no father, the son doesn't have a din kayin. So, yeah.
So according to the Rambam, he can be 35 years old if his father dies, yet he did it eventually.
No, because once there was no chiyuv pidyan. If the father was alive when he was 30, then there was never a chal chiyuv pidyan. But the father wasn't alive, so on that day it was chal chiyuv pidyan. So Shachi asks that if we say chalal sha'asa ha'avodah avodas ekshera, so it should follow that a chalal who accepted pidyan aben money also b'diavad, it should be good. You can argue with me, but the evidence is good.
That
what? Gemara brings. Well, there are three different psukim that the Gemara brings. Why was Arai Achrav? The Gemara has three different versions of the pasuk. What? You want to know if this pasuk should apply to Pidyon Aben as well? That's what you're saying. Rav Shach names on such a svara. I don't know if he has. I don't believe he has a raya to it. That if avodasek shera, then the pidyon b'diavad should also be kosher. Some in svara, unless he has a raya to it. I don't remember that he brings a raya. You can zechding him with that. What? Because if he has no father, so what's any person who has no father? No, the father wouldn't have been placed, really. He never came on the father, and he would never get a chiyuv. Right, yeah, we have to see the Rambam. Are you here? I don't know. But the Rambam says that there's a chiyuv. That's not Rav Shach Fiddish. Okay, so you have to look up the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Bechayrim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Beis. So again, what's the nidain? Rav Shach's nidain is that the cholal, if you say avodasek sheira, what does that mean? That means lachetchili doesn't have a din kayin, and b'diavad he has a din kayin. So b'diavad he has a din kayin, so pinyan aben also b'diavad he should have a din kayin. That's Rav Shach's kasha. So Rav Shach brings the Rishash. And he learns off the Rishash that b'di'evet avodasik sheira, that it has a din, that he doesn't have a din kayim b'di'evet. A chalol is a chalol, it's not a kayim. It's avoida, it's not avoidas kayim, it's avoidas chalol. There's a gzeres hakasiv that avoidas chalol is kasher. But avoidas kayim is not, is pata for misa. Avoidas chalol, if he's not a kayim, that there is a chiyav misa. Then avoidas Yisrael, it's like we totally also of Yisrael did shchita on a carbon on Shabbos. Rishash brings is also a shayla. If Yisrael, you know Yisrael does shchita on a carbon, shchita zar is kosher of the four avodas. Is that, would that not be chayav misa on Shabbos? So Shach brings that only avodas kayin is like a Shabbos, or a levi by the musical instrument. But the avodas cholol is not like a Shabbos. It doesn't have a din of avodas kayim. The mele by pidyon aben, it's not good because it's not the vart that he b'di'evet has a din kayim. He's still a cholol. So if he's a cholol, therefore it's no good. So he learns up the rishash different than what I say. What I say from the Mikdash David pshat and the rishash is that a chiyuv is daicha and not a mitzvah. Rishash learns the chiluk is that avodas kayim is daicha Shabbos and not avodas shel mishena kayim. So if you have here a cholol, you have a chetim, so someone's not a kayin, as avaida is kosher. So in such a case, there's a chiyav misa there on the avaida. There's no din. The din that avaida is daicha Shabbos, no chiyav misa, is only avaida is kayin. That doesn't have a din avaida is kayin. Maybe it's not daicha. According to that, the same thing, if Yisrael would shech the carbon on Shabbos, the shechita would be kosher, but the Yisrael would be chiyav misa. This is all chiddush. What? Be an Efkimi on Shabbos. It will be a Shabbos. Instead of avodas kayin in the first place. Is that what you mean? Okay. Alright, let's see. Let's go right to here in the Yamid. The Gemara goes through a number of short in Yamid. Hu gavra da agdish b'shutisa da osa b'shuka. Somebody was magdish, a woman, b'shutisa da'asa b'shuka. He gave her in the shuk some type of hadasin. Sholcha ravacha barhuna l'kamed Rabbi Yosef kaygav namai. The same type of shayla. Maybe it's not worth a pruta b'madai. Maybe it is worth a pruta b'madai. Sholach lei nagdei karav v'tzrichei gita kishmo. Two things. First, you beat it, you give him makis. Nagdei is to give makis maridis like Rav. And it's rakita kishmol. Shmol we had. Shmol said shemesh avavutu b'madai. So the Rav, what's this business with Rav? Mangid, he used to give makis to the following cases. Are the makadish b'shuka. Alright, that's the one we have here. That if a man is makadish, a woman b'shuk, that's pritzus. That's not, it doesn't show any covet for the kiddushin. So b'shuk, we don't get kiddushin. That's makadish b'shuka. Ba'al the mekadesh bebia, even though the Torah says you can mekadesh a woman bebia, but it's pritzus. Tosfos says, why is it pritzus? Because you have to set up eidei bia, eidei yichud. It's not a fine thing to do. Ba'al the mekadesh b'lay shiduchei. Somebody who gives kedushin b'lay shiduchei. Shiduchei here doesn't mean a shatchim. It means b'lay shiduchei without having done anything beforehand. You just meet a woman and you mekadesh her without any process before him. So that's also a chesaron. It says, so the Riyazakin says it's also pritzusa, he calls it. Ve'al the mevatel gita, someone is mevatel get. So we have here again a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Tosfos was pashit that you made a shliach to give a get, and when the shliach was on the way, you're mevatel the get. Rashi learns a bigger chiddush. Rashi learns that you told the shliach You wrote a get, you gave it to Shliach, and then you told the Shliach, don't give it. So that's also a problem. Well, strange, what's the problem? If I told the Shliach, don't give it, what's the problem? The problem is, because the Shliach might give it anyway, so he's the one, the Shliach's the one should get malchus. I mean, if he gives it. I told him, don't give it. So Rashi says, no, if you want him not to give it, vice versa, Rashi is, you got to take the get back and rip it up. Don't leave somebody we're holding a get. What's that? There's a halacha in certain cases you could force a man to give a get. Bezlin could force, Aidei Yisrael. So if they're forcing someone to give a get, and he's Meisr Meidor beforehand, he goes in front of Edim and he says, he's Meisr Meidor, that they're giving it a get, is Shalai Brit Sinai. So he's Meisr Meidor Agita. So he gets Malchus. Does it work? If you're Meisr Meidor Agita, does it work? Does the get work, or does the Meidor work? So Rashi seems to say that if you're Meisr Meidor, again, the case is where Bezlin's forcing a man to give a get. So the man beforehand tells to Edim, what I'm going to do now, I'm doing involuntarily. So Rashi seems to say that it's really a good get, because Rashi says he's Meitzi Laz on the get. But Rashi holds that Be'etim, it's a good get, just he's Meitzi Laz. Shulchan Aruch it says, Faken. Shulchan Aruch it says that if someone's Meitzi Meido Agita, it's taka not a good get. It's taka not a good get, if you're Meitzi Meido. So this is the Amachlakas Rishayim. What? Rav gave him Malchus for doing it. It's taka not a get. He gave him Malchus because he's going against the Bezdin. Bezdin wants him to give a get.
That would be the case of Mavatel.
What?
That would be more like the case of Mavatel.
Mavatel, well, it's two different cases. It causes a similar problem. But, of the Mitzar Shlucha de Rabbanon, if someone is Mitzar a Shliach de Rabbanon, Rashi has a little shver. Rashi says it means if you hit him, Makehu. You don't hit anybody. I would think Mitzar Shluchad Rabbanon is even if you don't hit him. But okay, Rashi says if you hit him, so then he gets Malchus. While the Chola Shamta Ilavei Plus in Yaiman, if someone's put in Chayrim, and he shows, I don't care, if he doesn't put me in Chayrim, he waits 30 days, he doesn't try to get it off. While Chasna the Dayer Bebe Chamua, and on a Chasna who lives in the Bechamua, in the place where his mother-in-law is, so Rashi tells us this Chiddush from the Gemara and Pesachim, that a mother-in-law usually likes her daughter-in-law. Does it say in both directions? Does it mean the son-in-law likes the mother-in-law? Rashi says, "Achasna zedai bechamua shemi yikashol ba." Because Abu Chayish shestam chamaisa yeheves as chasana. Stam a woman likes a daughter-in-law. Mother-in-law likes a son-in-law. So Rashi doesn't say that the son-in-law likes the mother-in-law. He says the mother likes the son-in-law. Taisa seems to say the other way too, no? It really does, I don't know. Well, see, Taisa seems to say it goes both ways. Okay. Maybe Sishtana Ateva. Rachasta, the dyer bechamua, the dyer in Cholof Lai, it's only if he lives there, not if he steps in there. V'ahu chasta, the Cholof above the bechamua, the nagde rachashas. Aye, there was a chasna chalif. He just stayed there. Sheshes put him, gave him malchus. Ahu midim have his daima chamseminay. There were rumors. So Mimele, she should have stayed away. He should have stayed away. Nadai amri bekuli leimanged rav ella al mekadish bebia belay shiduche. One the Nardai said no, he didn't actually give malchus. Only on somebody's mekadish bebia belay shiduche. Kedi amri afila bishiduche nami mishum pritzus. There's an interesting Piskei Tshuva in Simin Chavav. Simin Chavav, that's where this is brought down in Halacha. The Piskei Tshuva says that by Mekadish Bebiya, who gets Malchus? The man is Mekadish Bebiya, who gets Malchus? The man gets Malchus. What about the woman? She was masking to it. Huh? What? To me, the Maisa is like a Lashem the Maisa. Taisis Lashem, the Taisis Mishum Pritzusa, his last line, Hainu Pritzus, Sha'oisin Chilas Kinyanon Bebiya. Lashem Rabbim. It sounds a little like It's pitzusa for both of them. Sha'oisin, tchilas for both. The Pesachei Tshuva says that the pitzusa is all the man's fault. It's all the man's achrayas. It brings an interesting raya from a Gemara. The Gemara has a case where somebody is mekadish echad mechamisha noshim ve'ini edeya. This is mekadish one of five women. He doesn't know which one. So the din is he has to give a get to all five. Mekadish a woman, he's not sure which one. He has to give a get to all of them. What about a ksuba? What about a ksuba? Who does he pay the ksuba to? So it says meiniach ksuba beinayim. He gives them the money one ksuba worth, and they have to settle it among themselves. The Gemara says in Yevamis, on Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis, that if he was Mekadish Bebiya, in such a Eichet Himtza, that we can't say him, he has to give five ksubas. He has to give a ksuba to all the women. That's a Gemara. Okay, you follow the Gemara. If he's Mekadish Bebiya, and he doesn't know which one of the five, so he has to give a get to each one, plus he has to give a full ksuba, it's a knas. So Pesachei Tshuva says, what do we see from here? That being Mekadesh Bebiya is chsarin only in the man. Because we counted him, he has to give five ksuvas. The ladies, they're gaining. They're marviach. The women are marviach. The husband, he's losing. He's got to pay five ksuvas. We see the knas is on the man, not on the woman. As I say in Pesachei Tshuva. When I read it, it bothered me a little. Is it a good raya? Is it a good raya? We can't to the man, he has to give five suits. So we can't to the man, so I understand. When he says the woman, what?
Not them two, but now they're married. Each one is going
to be. Well, whichever.
Each one's going to be.
But that you would need even without being Mekadesh Bebiya. Right? If you're Mekadesh the Kesev, you know which one of the five, you have to give a get to all five.
So Mekadesh Bebiya. It's the money of your name. That would be the same.
They split the ksuba.
They would have the same then as the 5 million.
He gives a get to all five. And the ksuba, in the first case, the ksuba, he just puts down one time the 200 zuz, and they fight over it.
And it's all then a regular.
Well, he gives a get, so they're it's married. That's why he pays the ksuba. He pays ksuba, you give a get, right?
So,
what? Is a problem?
No, one
get. He has to give a get to all five in all cases.
No, but he gives five different get.
He gives five different get. He gives a get to each one of the five.
The other
four getting two. The one is not gaining. Well, that's what I didn't understand. The Tshuva says, if it's a knas on her, why are we letting her gain? She's not gaining anything. What's she getting?
She's not losing,
though. But she's not losing. The Lashon of Pesachei Tshuva is that he's losing and she's gaining. What's she gaining? What's she marviach? Do we know who's gaining? The four that didn't do it are gaining. I said, that's fine. In other words, it's a good raya because we can't see him and there's no knas to her at all. But that's true. We can't see him for sure. But to say that she's marviach, that language is l'chayr inaccurate.
Otherwise
she'd only get a fifth, but she's really entitled to the full amount. Because she's entitled to
something. Something happened. It wasn't her fault that they got mixed up.
That's true. I don't know how the whole thing happened. That the five women don't know. But however it happened.
The only thing is that somebody's not entitled to a right. She's only entitled to a fifth. We're giving her more off the count.
We're not giving her much. We're giving her more because we're not sure if she's the one that did it.
No, but why but doesn't
if we would know she's the one that was with Mekudesh Bebiya, she'd be entitled to full ksuba. Okay. So she may not be. If she's not, she's
now,
gaining. But
she is now, you don't know. Much man well than right, she should get only a fifth.
Okay. Anyway, this is the Hamakna, the Pesachei Tshuva says that the Hamakna in Simin Mem Tes says exactly the same, without this raya, but he says the same thing, that the knas is only him and not her. Why only him and not her? Because the man is the margal of Abiyah, he's the one that's aggressive and active, and it's his achrayas. And the truth is, there's a big lesson here in this Pesachei Tshuva and the Hamakna, and that is that whatever happens in the house, it's the man's fault. I don't mean as a joke, I mean it very seriously. Whatever, the man, he runs the house. It's his achrayus to make sure that things go right. Whatever happens, it's his fault. If he was Mekadesh Bebiya, she was also Mekadesh Bebiya. But the man has the achrayus to make sure that things are done right. And it's the man's achrayus. Well, what's Kavanas HaTayran? I guess in perfect people it wouldn't be a princess. People Halakha, it wouldn't be a princess. Where there's a certain Yeridus HaDayris and to us. It leads to wrong Machshavas, belongs to the wrong thing. Right, Yaakovino was able to say, Rashi says, he will have to say, give me my wife, Ava Yalel. You know, for him it was just a nice thing that the Rosh wanted him to do. Right, let me tell you a bigger chiddush. In the Kuntres Seshiurim, in the first Kuntres Seshiurim on the Masechta, he's medayik from the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel, until Chesishus, Halacha Chaf and Chaf Aleph. The Rambam says, Klar, that Mina Taira, the preferable Kedushin is Bia. The Rambam says that Mina Taira, the preferable Kedushin is Bia. And Kesav Ishtar is the Chayim. Lashon Rambam is the Natayra Yimakashim Uvim Biyah, the Chayim BeKesef, the Chayim BeShtar. Then he says, even though the Natayra you'd be Makadish BeBiyah, Rabbanon said that it's Mishum Pritzus you should. The Lashon Rambam is that the Natayra Biyah would be the preferable Kiddushin, and the Kuntres Seshiurim struggles to know why. Why should it be that way? When I say why, I don't mean why what the Rabbanim Shalom says by this way. But how did the Rambam know that? That Min HaTorah Bia would be preferable. So it seems, even though this, the Kuntres Seshiurim doesn't say this Mahalach, but there's a cloud that there's a concept of being Mekayim Pashtei Dekra. It's really a Ritzva. That there's an Inyan to be Mekayim by Mitzvahs, the Pashtei Dekra, not to do it the way it says in the Torah. It was going on the shoe of a Yavama that it says na'alah. The pasuk says it should be her shoe. It should be na'alah. It should be his shoe. And the Gemara says even though it says na'alah, it doesn't have to be his. Na'alah can mean as ragla. It has to fit. Doesn't have to be his. The Ritva says that our minig is by every chalitza that we tell the man to be kind of the shoe. This is an Indian Lakayim Pashtei Dekra. The kind of Pashtas of the Pasuk. There are probably a dozen such examples of where we do such a thing. One is by Shluch HaKein. Abonim Tikach Loch. The halacha is if you send away the mother, even if you don't take the eggs, you Makayim the mitzvah. And the Rosh Hashulchan says the minig is to take the eggs, Lakayim Pashtei Dekra. Same thing the Hartzvi brings about eating a kazayis of matzah in one swallow, the hiddur. Because the Torah says you should eat the achilas of kazayis, the pashtas is in one shot. There's Allah HaMishim HaSinai that you can eat if it's achilas prah. But the pashtas is, you still try, the hiddur is still to be kind of pashtay the krah. That what? The pashtay the krah, when it's misnagay to the Allah HaMishim HaSinai, you're right. You're right. It's the Dukim, Deimu Mekayim Pashtei Dekra, misnagit to Torah Shabbat Peh. It's not misnagit to Torah Shabbat Peh, where the Torah says that the Gedder Rishus, but there's an Indian to be Mekayim. So anyway, that would be Kikach Yishishol Bala, that would fit well. Okay, the next sugya here is the sugya of Shtika La'achar Matan Mois, which means that a man gave the ring, and then he said, Hari Amo Kodeshesli, and she was quiet, what do you do? So that's this next sugya, so it goes till a little into the next Amid. So prepare the Gemara, there's a small piece of Rosh and a small piece of Ran. There is on this next sugya a Maisa of the Chem Deshleimah. It's printed in the Chem Deshleimah, Tshuva Memches. The Maisa is brought down at the beginning of the Tshuva. It's a big machlaikis between the Chem Deshleimah and the Nesivis about what to do. If you look in the Chem Deshleimai, it brings the Maisa. Tshuva Memches, it was written by the Chem Deshleimai. Tshuva Memtes, the Shas Tshuva Chem Deshleimai, is a guest tshuva. even though the whole sefer is written by him, Memtes, he printed the tshuva of the Nesivis who argued with him, which is itself a godless. Nowadays, people don't usually print in the tshuva sefer the tshuva of the Gadol HaDor who argued with him. So he printed his tshuva, then he printed the Nesivis' tshuva who disagreed with him, and they're both printed in the Chen de Shlaimai, the tshuva of Chesed and Memtes. You should take a look.